Started his Caesarea teaching on William Connolly. Connolly. William, William. Connolly, Connolly. William, date of birth is 12/8/1940. Date of visit 6/10/22. Please make a copy. Dr. Monica Cantu. Cantu, Monica. Now, next paragraph. Dear Monica, thank you for sending William Connolly for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, his present illness. This is an 81-year-old male with a history of COPD and obstructive sleep apnea. Has a long-standing history of smoking for over 50 years. The patient continues to smoke cigars and in the past has smoked 4 to 5 packs of cigarettes per day for over 40 years. He has some shortness of breath, denies cough, and has some wheezing, but no chest pains or hemoptysis. Next line, the patient's chest x-ray done in March of 22 showed bibasilar atelectasis and some perihilar infiltrates. The patient has been overweight for many years and in the past had a history of gastric bypass surgery. Next paragraph, other past history includes history of essential tremors and history for melanoma resection in 1972. Also had gastric bypass 10 years ago. And a focused ultrasound for essential tremors. He also is a known hypertensive. He has a history of anemia, but denies hypertension or diabetes. He does have hyperlipidemia and obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of lung cancer. Mother had heart disease. Next paragraph. Medication list included Xarelto 20 milligrams daily, primidone 50 milligrams BID, atorvastatin 20 milligrams a day, and montelukast 10 milligrams daily, pregabalin 50 milligrams BID. Next paragraph. The system review of the patient has fatigue and some weight gain. He had no cataracts or glaucoma. He has vertigo, no hoarseness. He has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. And he has urinary frequency, no hematuria or flank pains. He has diarrhea and abdominal discomfort and constipation. No heartburn. He has palpitations and leg swelling. And he has anxiety. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has no seizures or headaches, but has numbness of the extremities and memory loss. Also has skin rash and itching. Next, physical exam, this elderly obese white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse 54, respiration 20, temperature 97.2, weight is 223, saturation 96. ENT and omphalic pupils reactive. Thing is, my throat was clear. Nasal mucus injected. Neck supple, no bruise, and thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions and wheezes were scattered throughout both lung fields, no crackles. Heart the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur and S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no masses, no organomegaly. Bowel sounds active. Extremities, 1 plus edema, varicosities, and decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes, 1 plus, there are no gross motor deficits. Cranialness, grossly intact. Skin was dry and warm. Next paragraph, impression number 1, COPD, and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is obstructive sleep apnea. Number 3, hyperlipidemia. Number 4 is allergic rhinitis. Next plan, patient will continue. I'm sorry, number 5 is fibromyalgia. Next plan, the patient will go for a complete pulmonary function study and also get a CT chest without contrast. He will wear the CPAP mask nightly at 10 centimeter water pressure. He is advised to quit cigarette smoking and use nicotine patch. I was given a Ventolin HFA inhaled 2 puffs QIDPRN. Follow-up visit may range approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Monica Cantu, C-A-N-T-U, Monica, M-D. It's Dr. D'Souza.